Sufferings arise due to our unawareness and misunderstandings of ourselves and our environment. Buddhism is a teaching of wisdom. We should be conservative in what we use and be content with what we have. Everybody is somebody we can learn from. When we see the virtues of others, we should adopt them as our own. When we see the wrongs of others, we should reflect upon ourselves for the same faults. Buddhism is a teaching which shows us how to live a happy, fulfilling, and content life. The purpose of the Buddha's teachings is to eradicate superstition and clear up people's misunderstandings about life. Are you aware of the fact that our lives are getting shorter by the second? Our goal of cultivation is to attain true happiness. True happiness is undiminishing happiness, withstanding the test of time and conditions. Love can turn into hate. You may dislike something you adored yesterday. We should see things with eyes of equality and not let emotions control our lives. Treat people sincerely. We should mean what we say and truly be sincere from the bottom of our hearts. For the health of our body, we should keep it moving. In taking care of our mind, we should keep it at peace. Exercise and peace of mind are the key to living a fulfilling life. We must be in control of our body and mind and not let them hinder our ability to enjoy life. Wise people do not harbor feelings of gain or loss. In this way, they often dwell in the joy of possessing great peace of mind. When we encounter a person or a situation we do not like, it is the perfect opportunity for us to practice patience and cultivate a pure and compassionate heart. If we learn to forgive, we will dwell in peace of mind. We must be open-minded to be a good student of the Buddha. We should show our gratitude to those who have shown us kindness, such as parents, teachers, and even society. Everyone in society is interdependent and interrelated. We should practice good deeds to repay them. Regardless of what we do, we should not give rise to anger. Wisdom springs from purity of mind. Our hearts must be like still water in a pond. Only then can we reflect the teachings properly. The Buddha is constantly teaching. We cannot hear it because our mind is not still. We should soothe our mind by clearing it of scattered thoughts. True cultivation is reciting Amitabha's name in modesty. How many people recognize the kindness shown by parents? Usually, people do not realize it until they themselves become parents or lose their parents. We should show our gratitude through practicing filial piety by being responsible, considerate, and obedient to our parents. We should not recite the sutra for the sake of reciting it. We must understand the meaning, put it into practice, and experience the truth. We truly benefit from the Buddha's teachings when they are practiced in everyday life. In Buddhism, love is based on wisdom. This is called compassion. To be a poor, content, and happy person is better than being one who is rich, worried, and afflicted with greed. Wise people do not just see matters from the surface. They contemplate them thoroughly and see to the truth. A genuine heart is one without discriminations or attachments. The point of practicing giving and charity is to forsake greed, hatred, ignorance, and arrogance. Everything in the Buddha's teachings can be used in everyday life. We should strive to live the teachings and attain true happiness. What is taking refuge? Taking refuge means to return and rely. From where do we return from, and to what do we rely upon? When we take refuge in the Buddha, we are returning from our deluded state of mind and relying upon an awakened, understanding mind. When we take refuge in the Dharma, we are returning from deviant views and relying upon proper views and understanding. When we take refuge in the Sangha, we are returning from pollution and disharmony and relying upon purity of mind and the six principles of living in harmony. Taking refuge in the Triple Jewels restores the complete wisdom and abilities of our self nature. We will attain purity, equality, honesty, contentment, compassion, and overall true happiness. The Buddha Jewel. Buddha is a Sanskrit word which means awareness and understanding. When we take refuge in the Buddha, we vow to return from blind faith and delusion, and to rely upon understanding and awareness as a way of life. We are not relying upon the statues or Buddha images, but rather the spirit of understanding and awareness they represent. As students of the Pure Land teachings, we learn to rely upon Amitabha Buddha's lessons on wisdom and compassion. Amitabha stands for infinite light and infinite life. When we follow his teachings, we will attain wisdom, happiness, and longevity. This is taking refuge in the Buddha. The Dharma Jewel. Dharma means right understanding and views. Delusion has obstructed us from seeing the true face of people and the reality behind matters and objects. This has caused us to look at life and the universe in a distorted and deviant way. When delusion is cleared and our minds are pure to an extent, we give rise to wisdom. With wisdom, we are able to see all people and matters completely and clearly. When our hearts are pure, we can see the past, present, and future. Only when we have clearly seen the whole can our viewpoint and understanding be considered right. The Buddha's mind is pure without the slightest pollution, and therefore sees everything clearly and entirely. We can rely upon the sutras, recorded teachings of the Buddha, because they speak entirely of the truths the Buddha has seen. They teach and show us the way to attain purity of mind, to see life and the universe most clearly, and become just like the Buddhas. As students of the Pure Land teachings, we should rely upon the six teachings of the Pure Land as guidelines for practice. 1. The Infinite Life Sutra. 2. The Amitabha Sutra. 3. The Visualization Sutra. 4. The Chapter of Universal Worthy Bodhisattvas, Conduct and Vows. 5. The Chapter on the Foremost Attainment of Great Strength Bodhisattva through Buddha Recitation. And 6. Vasubandhu Bodhisattva's Report on the Way to Reaching the Pure Land. This is taking refuge in the Dharma. The Sangha Jewel. Sangha means purity and harmony. Today's world is full of pollution. Pollution of mind, spirit, views, and body. Even the earth and atmosphere are hazardly polluted. The Buddha taught, quote, "The environment changes according to our state of mind," end quote. We should return from all these pollutions and rely upon purity of mind. Purity of mind is the key to saving our earth. There is also great disharmony in our world today among spouses, families, friends, societies, and countries, which has brought us much suffering and many disasters. The Buddha taught us to rely upon the six principles of living in harmony to establish harmonious relationships between ourselves and others. As students of the Pure Land teachings, we should rely upon the choice of wisdom and compassion as our way of treating others and dealing with affairs. Great Strength Bodhisattva represents wisdom. His choice of the Buddha recitation method of practice is wisdom in its highest form. Guanyin Bodhisattva represents compassion. When we help introduce the Pure Land teachings to others, we are practicing the complete compassion of Guanyin Bodhisattva. This is taking refuge in the Sangha. The Three Refuges. To the Buddha, I return and rely, returning from delusions and relying upon awareness and understanding. To the Dharma, I return and rely, returning from erroneous views and relying upon proper views and understanding. To the Sangha, I return and rely, returning from pollutions and disharmony, and relying upon purity of mind and the six principles of living in harmony. The Teachings of Great Master Ying Guang. Whether one is a layperson or has left the home life, one should respect elders and be in harmony with those surrounding him. One should endure what others cannot and practice what others cannot achieve. One should take others' difficulties unto oneself and help them succeed in their undertakings. While sitting quietly, one should often reflect upon one's own faults. And when chatting with friends, one should not discuss the rights and wrongs of others. In every action one makes, whether dressing or eating, from dawn till dusk and dusk till dawn, one should not cease to recite the Buddha's name. Aside from Buddha recitation, whether reciting quietly or silently, one should not give rise to improper thoughts. If wandering thoughts appear, one should immediately dismiss them. Constantly maintain a humble and repentful heart. Even if one has upheld true cultivation, one should still feel one's practice is shallow and never boast. One should mind one's own business and not the business of others. Only look after the good examples of others instead of bad ones. One should see oneself as mundane and everyone else as bodhisattvas. If one can cultivate according to these teachings, one is sure to reach the Western Pure Land of ultimate bliss. Homage to Amitabha. The Ten Recitation Method. The Ten Recitation Method is a simple, convenient, and effective way of practicing Buddha recitation. Is especially suitable for those who find little time in the day for cultivation. Practicing the Ten Recitation Method helps us to regain mindfulness of Amitabha Buddha and brings peace and clarity to the present moment. The practice begins first thing in the morning when we wake up. We should sit up straight and clearly recite Amitabha's name 10 times with an undisturbed mind, whether out loud or silently to ourselves. We repeat the process 8 more times for the rest of the day, at breakfast, before work, at lunch break, at lunch, after lunch break, getting off work, at dinner, at bedtime. Altogether, the method is practiced 9 times a day, every day. The key point in this cultivation is regularity. We must not practice one day and not the other. If this practice can be maintained undisturbed, the cultivator would soon feel his purity of mind increase and his wisdom grow. Diligent practice of the 10 recitation method, together with deep faith and determined vows, can ensure fulfillment of our wish to reach the Western Pure Land of infinite life and infinite light. We hope everyone will practice accordingly. The following is a quote from the Infinite Life Sutra. Wherever the Buddha's teachings have been received, either in cities or countrysides, people would gain inconceivable benefits. The land and people would be enveloped in peace. The sun and moon will shine clear and bright. Wind and rain would appear accordingly, and there will be no disasters. Nations would be prosperous, and there would be no use for soldiers or weapons. People would abide by morality and accord with laws. They would be courteous and humble, and everyone would be content without injustices. There would be no thefts or violence. The strong would not dominate the weak, and everyone would be settled at their proper place in society. A path to true happiness. True sincerity towards others. Purity of mind within. Equality in everything we see. Proper understanding of ourselves and our environment. Compassion, helping others in a wise and unconditional way. See through to the truth of impermanence. Let go of all wandering thoughts and attachments. Freedom of mind and spirit. Accord with conditions. Go along with the environment. Be mindful of Amitabha Buddha, wishing to reach the Pure Land, and follow in his teachings. Amitabha.